Broadcasting live from Georgia State University's Main Street Entrepreneurs Seed Fund Demo Day at Center Park Stadium in downtown Atlanta. It's time for GSU E&I Radio. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of GSU E&I Radio live from Demo Day for the Main Street Entrepreneurs Seed Fund. It's exciting time. The pitches are done. Everybody is kind of milling around, excited and anxious about what is about to happen. Right now we have with us Aaron Hurst with Endeavor Atlanta. He's part of the entrepreneurial ecosystem here. Welcome, Aaron.
Thanks, Lee.
So tell us about Endeavor before we get talking about this event, but let the folks know about Endeavor Atlanta.
Yeah, Endeavor Atlanta is the Southeast office of Endeavor, the global entrepreneurship network, which selects and supports what we call high growth or high impact entrepreneurs, basically founders of companies that have the potential to become, you know, the skyline of Atlanta, mm-hmm. in our case, in the future. And we focus on high growth businesses and ecosystems that are outside of the coasts.
So is it a venture fund, or you're helping it in a lot of a variety of ways?
Yeah, we've got kind of everything. So we're actually structured as a nonprofit. We do have a global fund called Catalyst that can co-invest in our selected entrepreneurs' investment rounds. So we follow their lead investors, but we do help founders raise capital. And then we provide a bunch of other resources as they scale for life. So mentors, including setting up advisory boards, we help them expand around the globe because we're in 35 different countries and all over the U.S. And we also help them scale their talent.
So what's your backstory? How'd you get involved with in before Endeavor?
Yeah, so Georgia Tech brought me to Atlanta back in the late 90s, right after the Olympics. And I worked for several high-growth software companies myself, spent a little bit of time in venture capital, and really just fell in love with entrepreneurship and was lucky enough to be introduced to Endeavor back in 2017 when they were trying to expand and create an office here. So the local board of Endeavor here in Atlanta includes folks like David Cummings, Jeff Arnold, Bolin Jones, Jewel Burke Solomon. So successful entrepreneurs, that were already supporting the ecosystem and looking to bring something like Endeavor to help scale it even further.
So what's your vision of Endeavor's kind of mark on Atlanta?
Yeah, really, we want to be a critical part of helping founders think bigger and scale faster, and then eventually pay it forward. Our vision is to be a big part of the brand of high growth entrepreneurship in Atlanta and really across the Southeast U.S., supporting the founders that hopefully some will go public. We have a few that are getting closer to doing that, and really kind of creating what I call the future skyline or future enterprise businesses of Atlanta.
So now, how have you seen GSU and specifically their entrepreneurship the work they're doing around entrepreneurship really impact the community, coming from a Georgia Tech background? And Georgia Tech has been synonymous with startups over the years, you know, even going back to ATDC and how that was one of the first incubators in the country. So where is GSU in your mind fit into all this?
Yeah, great question, Lee. So I think GSU plays a critical role given the size of the university, the resources of it, and I think the diversity of the students that attend, both, you know, domestic students and international students. It's a critical, I guess, you know, group of people to reach to have entrepreneurship as an option. So I think what, you know, the Main Street program's doing and the other programs they have for entrepreneurs here at Georgia State, it's really important, especially their approach to supporting entrepreneurs, meeting them wherever they are, and also supporting the business that they want to create. It doesn't necessarily have to be a super scalable, high growth business. I think that's really unique, and I think it's also very important to have that kind of breadth and diversity.
So now, how does kind of Endeavor deal with the folks that the Main Street Fund typically funds? Because those aren't typically the ones that are building the skylines in the cities that they're in. They are by definition, the Main Street. You know, they are the dessert company or the coffee company, or the, and in some cases, the fintech company. So it's a variety. It could be any and all. It could be high tech. It can be low tech. It could be no tech. It could be service. So where does that fit into the portfolio of an Endeavor?
Yeah, that's a great question. So you're right. So, you know, I think in future Endeavor companies, you know, our hope is there will be a few that come out of these types of programs. you know, there you mentioned a fintech company. There's an environmental company that certainly could scale, a SaaS business that could scale. So we're really focused on businesses that can scale and can have high growth. Those are the types of companies Endeavor supports. We also have a pre-Endeavor program we launched earlier this year called Scale Up ATL that specifically supports seed to Series A Black-founded businesses that still have our high growth, have the potential to scale. So, you know, there's a chance maybe in a year or two, a few of these companies could be great candidates for Scale Up ATL and hopefully an Endeavor pipeline candidates in the future. And then I'd also say a big part of our role, you know, I think any ecosystem supporter's role is creating serendipity for entrepreneurs, even ones that may not be a fit for us. So I was just meeting with the founder of the coffee company. One of our Endeavor entrepreneurs is a company called Thrive Farmers. They supply all of Chick-fil-A's coffee. So, you know, I'm talking to him and potentially introducing him to that founder. There may be an opportunity for those founders to work together or at the very least get mentorship because we have a, you know, vast network of mentors that can even help some of these kind of smaller Main Street types of businesses as well.
So Endeavor still has ways and provides resources for entrepreneurs at any stage or level, even their, you know, the high point of them, even though they may not be turned into a high rise, but they could create generational wealth or they can impact the community. There's a place for that person to play as well.
Yeah, they're not necessarily a fit for our network, but we're out there. My team is out there meeting with every entrepreneur. And if we can find ways to help them, we're going to do it. That's
right.
That's part of
so
our role.
So that's just
out here.
The generosity of the way you operate,
that's
part
right.
of the culture.
Yeah, that's right. We'd like to say we're of, by, and for entrepreneurs. So if that includes helping founders, it might not be a fit for our network. That's okay too. And you know that in the end, that helps our ecosystem.
So now, have you seen anything here that caught your eye? That what's been your impression so far of this event?
Yeah, I think a couple of things, Lee. Number one, the diversity of the ideas has been really impressive. I find it refreshing to see, you know, the sort of smaller scale businesses that don't want to scale. I think those are fantastic. There's obviously a huge, you know, role in our economy for those types of businesses. And then obviously ones, I think, that could scale. So I think the diversity of both the ideas and the founders I thought was really unique. Number two, I was really impressed with how prepared they were. You know, I've started this office, so I guess in some ways I'm sort of a founder of getting this Endeavor office going, but I'm not a founder myself. To see these folks get up in front of a group of mostly strangers and present their ideas and defend them in front of a tough panel of judges, exactly. It's super impressive. And I know many of them probably have side, you know, day jobs, if you will, and they're doing this on the side.
So a lot of them have full-time jobs.
Full-time jobs, exactly. They're bootstrapping it on the side. So, yeah, I'm very impressed with the level of rigor and preparation.
So what do you think that the Atlanta ecosystem needs more of?
Yeah, honestly, I think we have it. I think it's just maybe a few years away in terms of growing it, and that's talent. I think we have great universities like Georgia State, like Georgia Tech and Emory and Morehouse and Spelman and Clark Atlanta. Like there's a great, you know, starting ground of talent here. But I think at least for the types of companies that we work at Endeavor, that are high growth, that, you know, go from 50 to 1,000 employees in a few years, there's still a lack of, I would say, experienced talent that has experience in, you know, those growth stages. So that would probably be the biggest thing that, you know, Atlanta lacks. And it's probably lacking more for, we just haven't had enough companies kind of go through that cycle, but we're having that happen now, which is exciting.
And that's where you get that kind of density of employees where that if they can jump from company to company and they don't have to go from outside and bring somebody in.
Exactly right. And the, you know, the big migration of big tech to Atlanta with Airbnb and Microsoft and Google and Facebook, you know, and others creating, you know, second headquarters here. You know, on one hand, it's going to hurt our entrepreneurs because it's going to raise the cost of talent pretty significantly.
Right.
But on the other hand, I think it's going to help them because they're going to find employees who have been through those, you know, growth scaling stages. And if those folks are going to stay here in Atlanta and love it, I'm sure, just like you and I do, I think that, you know, that's going to be a big kind of boost as well.
Right, because those are all potential entrepreneurs and they're just waiting for their pitch.
That's right. Exactly right.
So what's the most rewarding part of the job for you?
Yeah, it's working with founders who are, you know, obsessed with solving a problem or passionate about what they're doing. You know, these are, I guess, hopefully not too strong of a word, but they're courageous people, you know, to do it, to kind of jump off the cliff, if you will, and start a business is probably the hardest thing, one of the hardest things you can do. So it's a joy to get to work with entrepreneurs every day and figure out ways to help them.
And then for the folks that are listening that aren't part of the Atlanta ecosystem, but are thinking about becoming an entrepreneur, any advice for them to come and check out Atlanta as a place to maybe relocate or think about as a place for to look for a job?
Yes, yes, and yes, yeah. But Atlanta is an amazing open community that's supportive of all, you know, shape, sizes, colors, backgrounds, or types of businesses. There's a community, you know, for you would be my message. Or whether it's, you know, something like this program here at Georgia State or something more technology related like ATDC at Georgia Tech, like you mentioned, or the Atlanta Tech Village or other places. It's a very welcoming open community. By far one of the biggest benefits or things that Atlanta has going for it for entrepreneurs.
And I think the diversity of the economy is really important as well. This isn't a kind of a one industry town. I mean,
that's right.
We have a lot of mega industries here doing amazing work in a variety of fields.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you'd agree. I'm very long Atlanta in that regard. There's lots of areas of growth in lots of industries, which is exciting.
Right. And even in these clusters of parts of town, like if you Alpharetta, north of where we are, would be its own city by itself.
Yeah, that's
in
right.
Another market. Like
yeah.
That would, people would be going there.
Yeah. I think the stat I heard is like what, 700 startups in Alpharetta
right.
alone.
Right. It's like, that's just a suburb
yeah.
here.
That's right. No one knows what Alpharetta is right. unless you're in Atlanta. Yeah.
So, well, congratulations on all the success and thank you so much for the work you're doing. It's very important and we appreciate you.
Yeah. Thank you, Lee.
And if somebody wants to get a hold of you at Endeavor, what's the website?
It's www.endeavor, spelled E-N-D-E-A-V-O-R, Atlanta.org.
All right, Aaron. Thank you so much for sharing your story.
Yeah, thanks, Lee.
All right, this is Lee Cantor. We'll be back in a few at Demo Day 2021.